We're here at the Open Science Conference, especially at the poster session, and with me is Dr. Martin Rittmann, and you're here for and with the preprints.org, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, with preprints.org, which is an interdisciplinary preprints platform, and also I work for MDPI, which is an open access publisher and runs preprints.org.
Okay. Before we get to your poster, could you give us a short overview of your own background?
Yeah, so I started off as a scientist. I started off in maths and physics and then jumped a little bit into biochemistry and biophysics. I did a postdoc at the University of Freiburg in Germany. And when that came to an end, I thought, well, maybe I should try something different and move into publishing, which I did about 5 years ago. And I haven't regretted it. It's been really interesting being in open access publishing.
Well, at least you didn't go to the dark side, so that's a good choice for the beginning.
But... Yeah, definitely.
And tell us more about what you're presenting here.
Yeah, so the what I'm presenting here was the results of a short research project looking at how preprints link with open science. People think that, have the idea that preprints are part of open science, which they are. But there's questions about how you can best integrate preprints into open science. So some people put a preprint online with no licensing information, for example. I mean, that's not open access, so it's readable online, but is it reusable? There are questions around that. And then people may just put the preprint online, but where is the data to support that? Which project is it part of? So I was looking at links between preprints and other early stage research outputs.
Okay, I assume that you had a look, or that you incorporated the probably well-known preprint service like Archive, BioArchive, etc. Into it. Are there more? Probably by now there are, right?
Yeah. Around 20, which I say would be preprint servers, but then there's other things that you could also include as a preprint server. So, for example, Zenodo or ResearchGate or people's personal websites where they put unpublished work, university repositories. So it's not actually very clear these days what is a preprint server, what isn't. But I was looking mainly at the sites which would identify themselves as a preprint server.
I think with many open science facets nowadays, we kind of are in the stage where we actually have to talk about the definition of things. Mm-hmm. How would you actually define a proper, in air quotes, preprint server?
That's a really good question. I think firstly you have to define a preprint. What is a preprint?
True.
And because some people have various definitions on that as well. I generally consider it to be something which has not yet been published in a journal. It's not yet been peer reviewed or gone through some accreditation process. There's a question of how developed the piece of work needs to be to be a preprint. Other people will consider published work as acceptable to also go on a preprint server. So, yeah, I think a preprint server is something which puts preprints online, but then it begs the question, what's a preprint, I guess?
Okay, and it still makes a reference to the legacy publishing system as something being printed, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So there is a question of whether preprints is really an appropriate name, and there are other names like, working papers, these kind of things being bandied around. But preprint seems to have stuck, so okay. I guess we're stuck with that.
So what's the general findings and conclusions that you draw out of your research project?
Yeah, well, I think that the preprint space at the moment is really interesting. There's a new wave of preprint servers that have come along the last few years. And there's no one aim of preprint servers, there's no one purpose, and there's quite a mix of what preprint servers are doing and how they're presenting the work online and how they're presenting the data. So what I saw in the results was a mix of the functionalities that preprint servers have with regards to open science. So for example, some would not allow or did not have an option for uploading supplementary data. Others, half the papers had supplementary data with them, and quite a few have options for adding at least some aspects of open science or linking to other open science outputs. But it depended also in the disciplines as well. So with the hard sciences, if you like, you know, the STM subjects, there was much more of a focus on data and code. With the arts, humanities, social sciences, there was more of a more information about the authors, for example.
I think nowadays when researchers who decide to work openly and publishing a preprint version of a paper of your scientific work is probably one part of it. But there are plenty of repositories, preprint servers out there, plenty of tools to use. If you would be in the situation to give a recommendation, what to look out for when deciding for a certain preprint server apart from your own domain, whether it fits your domain or not, what would these kind of points were be?
I would say look for findability, because you want people to find your work, and citability as well. So consider whether you want your work to have a DOI, which many preprint servers are doing now, and also look at the long-term storage options. You know, if your preprint is going to go online and then disappear in a year or two, that's not a good option. And I mean, obviously, you know, like you would with a journal, do some background checks on the people running the preprint server. Are your colleagues posting there? You know, can you find this? Can you find the preprints on Google Scholar, for example?
So this, it kind of sounds like that possibly preprint servers run by bigger organizations are the more promising ones in terms of at least sustainability, long-term availability of the preprints, maybe even feature set, depends probably, or is that kind of a track that is misguiding?
I would say it depends what you're looking for in a preprint server. So if you go for the ones run by the larger organizations, they probably have slightly better functionality, and say, for example, things like metadata are probably better presented. If you look at some of the smaller preprint servers, for example, those run by the Open Science Framework, they're generally community-led and very integrated with the research communities. So the scope may be narrower, but they may be closer to the research communities, but the functionality may not be the same. So I think there's a range of different preprint servers out there, and it depends a little bit what you're looking for.
Yeah. Where did your research lead to? Is there any continuation in sight?
So I just wanted to take a snapshot of how things look at the moment. So I think I would like to come back to it in a couple of years and see how things have moved on. And I would like to basically put it out there and get feedback from people running preprint servers to say, just to put open science on their agenda. And make sure they're thinking about the functionality and links to different early stage research outputs.
As a last question, what's behind preprints.org?
So preprints.org was set up by MDPI, which is an open access publisher, in 2016. And one of the things we try and focus on as an open access publisher is fast publication. So trying not to have any unnecessary delays within peer review, which is it's a service to authors and service to researchers. So you don't have this really interesting new research stuck for a long time in peer review. Even, you know, we can manage to publish papers in a couple of months, but sometimes that's not fast enough. So one of the main drivers for us was to firstly put things out there as quickly as possible, and, you know, what's faster than a preprint, so we can get preprints online within 24 hours, and also to put the authors in control as well, which I think open access shifts the balance a little bit more away from publishers and towards authors, which is a good thing, and preprints maybe even more so.
And you mentioned in the beginning that your service is interdisciplinary, so I think from my understanding, the majority of existing preprint servers is not, because they're domain specific, right?
Yeah, the majority of preprint servers are domain specific. There are a few that cover all domains, or have at least a very broad base. So I guess OSF have a very broad one. PRJ Preprints covers a lot of life sciences, and us at preprints.org will cover everything. So I think there are going to be more preprint servers coming online in the next few years, and hopefully with some good ideas as well.
Cool. Martin, thank you.
Great, thanks.